Governor Jay Nixon says it's back to the drawing board for the state's budget. In a statement released Monday, Nixon says that while the economy is beginning to rebound, state revenues are not. That means more cuts are on the way. Now Nixon will meet with assembly leaders from both parties and both houses to try and figure out just how much will need to be cut. Joining me now is KBIA's Kyle Stokes. Hello, Kyle.
Hi there, Sarah.
Kyle's been following the issue for some time now. So, Kyle, just first of all, how exactly did we get to this point?
Well, Sarah, bad economy aside, you can really boil this down to some key predictions that didn't really pan out. Budget making, of course, is just all about making educated assumptions. And there were two key assumptions in the governor's budget released in January. One is that state revenues would grow by 3.6 in fiscal year 2011. That starts in 4 months on July 1st. And the second assumption was that the federal government would come through with $300 million in special aid for the state of Missouri. And it looks like neither of these assumptions is actually panning out. By most accounts, state revenues are dropping, and the Senate jobs bill that passed in Washington did not include that $300 million, so money there either. And so at this point, it looks like we have to move on to Plan B.
How much money are we talking about here? I mean, state revenues dropping is nothing new. In fiscal year 2009, they fell 6.9%. And there's the potential, I guess, for a double-digit drop in revenues this fiscal year. So where did the assumption that revenues were going to grow 3.6% in this next fiscal year come from?
Well, the short answer to that question is that 3.6% was the average of everybody's best guess. And really critical to that question is knowing whether or not the economy is going to get worse or better in the next year. And that's a really tough question to answer, but it's a good question. So I talked with a guy who helps the state find the best possible answer. His name is Joe Haslag. He is an MU professor of economics, and he's also a member of the group that met 2.5 months ago to make predictions about the state's revenue forecast. And we've got a piece of tape from him here. He talked about how hard it was for the revenue forecast group to come up with a solid number for this year.
We all left the table thinking, we don't have a whole lot of confidence, and we have to come up with a number, and we latched onto a number that was a central tendency. It wasn't that hard to do, but if you were to ask us how wide the variance was this year, we all left with a greater sense that we were going to miss and potentially miss by a lot.
And now, on the face of it, it sounds kind of bad, right? But you've got to realize they're making predictions for fiscal year 2011, about 7 months before fiscal year 2011 actually start. So, you know, even still, Haslag says there's still a chance that we could see a 3.5% growth in revenues. I mean, the economy could turn around sometime within the next 16 months, but really there isn't enough information at this point to know for sure.
So then, Kyle, with all of that said, how much are we really looking at that Missouri does stand to lose?
Okay. Well, we're entering into Joe Haslag territory of making these tough predictions. But let's just assume for the sake of argument that we have 0% growth. So we don't lose any revenue, but we don't gain any revenue over last year. Already, the governor's budget would be $250 million too high. So that $250 million, to give you an idea what it means, let's say you were to take that money all out of one department of state government, say the Department of Higher Education. If you cut $250 million, that's 20% of their budget, a huge chunk of their budget just gone. To be even more specific, that's a little more than half of the UM system's entire budget. And nobody, of course, is talking about cutting that $250 million out of one department, but it gives you kind of an idea of just how much the entire state as a whole is really going to feel the hurt.
And I guess it's important to note, we don't know where any of these cuts are going to come from yet.
Exactly.
Okay, a lot of unanswered questions, but thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.